as well. $2.50 domestic bottles and $2 domestic pints. The happy hour special every day here at Coach's Corner, home of the Hawkeyes in Iowa City, as well as Iowa City West Athletics. And you can stop in before or after Iowa City West games, and they donate 15% of that night's profits right to the Iowa City West Athletic Department. Todd Brommelkamp being joined now by Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com. He'll take us up to 7 o'clock in high school football tonight, and it is Friday. That means one thing at 5:30. Jack Dom is here with us as well, the Mount Mercy baseball coach, his weekly segment, Touching All Bases. Jack, I wore this hat just for you tonight. I hope you appreciate it. Yeah, I don't know what the problem is there.
He has one in the car for you.
Oh, there we go.
There you go.
There we go.
I've got one in the car for you.
And someone was messing with the buttons here.
And I've got your shirt coming. I really do have a shirt. I don't know why it's, for some reason, your shirt doesn't come in when everybody else's shirt does. But
yeah,
it's on the way.
I have a feeling I know the reason why that is. You have to special order it from the tent company.
I didn't say that.
I talked about this a little bit with Alex. This is where I want to start today. 19 years ago tonight, Mark McGwire hit his 62nd home run of the year in 1998 off of Steve Traxel. And I think I want to get your guys' opinion on this. Do you remember where you were when that moment happened? Because I told Alex, I was sitting on the edge of my dorm room bed at the University of Iowa. It was my freshman year, and I bet half of that floor was watching that game. We had a lot of Cub fans on that floor, but doors were open. Everybody was watching the broadcast that night, and I just remember being in awe of seeing history happen. And now here I sit 19 years later, and I feel like a schmuck.
Yeah, no, I know exactly where I was sitting. I was in Omaha at the time. My son Casey was next to me, and I was the same way you were, Todd, thinking that history was going to be made. The little bit of a unique situation with Scott Service, my college roommate, was catching in that game. So, I still remember it. And Casey was pretty young at the time. He was about four or five, or about three, I guess. But I still remember sitting in Omaha watching that game.
I don't remember that. I remember the Cubs-Cardinals when Sosa and McGwire were getting all happy and high-fiving each other and things like that. But, yeah, I think that's a black eye. I try not to remember that stuff. To me, I mean, growing up, you grow up and you pay attention to baseball statistics are so big. Mm-hmm. You know, baseball cards, Stratomatic, all that stuff. And it was so cool that somebody was finally breaking Roger Maris's record. And then,
well, it was such a – the way it was going down, it was classy how, the families were there. And, I still blame Major League Baseball as much as anything. They knew what was going on. They didn't do anything about it. But then they, the ones that really it came down on were the players. And, so Major League Baseball has as much to blame as anybody on it. It was a special time, but it brought baseball back. Baseball was down because of the strike and that home run chase. And believe me, Todd, I think you'd agree with me. One reason why baseball turned their head to it is they needed to get some excitement back in the game, and the home run brought the excitement back to the game.
Yeah, Cal Ripken Jr.'s streak was going on after the strike was over, but that wasn't anything that people bought into.
Yeah.
And that was right around the time the whole campaign, chicks dig the long ball, and it wasn't just those two guys, but it was a combination of the Cubs and the Cardinals.
Yeah.
And McGwire, a big white guy, and Sosa, the Dominican guy. And there were a lot of things that came into play there that really made that race back and forth something that captivated the imagination of the country. And then McGwire finishes with, 71, right?
71,
and then
Bonds
at 73, Sosa with 66. What does it
you? What does that tell you? We couldn't remember the number.
I was just going to say.
Yeah.
And I'm guilty of it there. I don't really acknowledge where the record is at. I know it's 73 by Barry Bonds, and I remember where I was at when I watched that home run as well. But I still look back, and 61 is still this sort of mythic number that people are talking about it with Giancarlo Stanton in Miami right now. They're not talking about 62. They're not talking about 73. They're talking about, man, wouldn't it be something to see him get to 61? Because I think you look at Stanton and you go, that's your traditional old-school slugger right there.
Yeah, that's just a big, strong athlete that's looked like that his entire life. He looked like that in high school, and, you know, he's a kid that's just big, strong guy. And it's raw power that he has, and it's very impressive. The streak that he's gone on in the second half has been absolutely fantastic, and he is a true power guy. And the thing, we've talked about this a little bit in the past, is, you know, even go back to the home run hitting contest. Stanton, he's more of a line drive hitter compared to the high fly balls that a lot of the home run guys hit. Even McGuire hit the high fly balls, the Dave Kingmans. But Giancarlo, he's more of a line drive hitter, and he's just so strong. He hits the ball out of the park with line drives.
Yeah, it was – I felt ripped off by that season.
In hindsight, you do. Yeah, I mean, I lived it at the moment, and it was great, but you look back 19 years later and you go, man, I feel like we got completely bamboozled.
And then Selig goes in the Hall of Fame, and that just opens and rips open more wounds because he was the guy in charge of all of that. Yeah. So baseball's just kind of whatever to the fans.
Well, having a lot of the sports writers, once you know, he went in, the Selig went in, they started changing their mind on the players because he's the one that – knew what was going on. I mean, everybody knew. It didn't matter who I talked to, if it was front office people, players, my former players. I've told this to Todd numerous times. I had some very serious conversations with some of my former players about, should I do this or not? Everybody else is doing it. They're on a different playing field. If I could make it to the big leagues for a couple of years, it could change my life. And, you know, so it was a tough decision for kids. And you know what? It was something that Major League Baseball allowed, and you know, now they're doing the right thing. They're trying to stay out ahead of it, and there's still people cheating because they're finding ways to beat the system. But for the most part, you know, they're trying to keep people clean. More importantly, the players are trying to police it, also make sure that other players aren't doing it.
And I think that really is the interesting thing here, is now that Bud Selig is in Cooperstown, is that going to be what opens the floodgates for some of these guys who have been tainted by PED? And it's not just Selig. Ivan Rodriguez going into the Hall of Fame this past year, a guy who was tied to performance-enhancing drugs. So I think the writers are going to have a harder time moving forward playing this game of, well, we got to keep that guy out because we think he did something or he was tied to something, when the guy who oversaw it all is in Cooperstown.
You know what? Here's the thing. The guys, you know, before the PEDs, people were taking the greenies, and, you know, they had the coffee pots in the locker room, the green one, the red one. The green one, you know, was the one that a little bit of speed going to get you going a little bit. And, you know, that's against the rules now. So guess what? Back in the day, people were doing stuff that was helping them to get ready to play. And, you know, so even though it wasn't PEDs, there was other things out there that people were doing to get ready to play. But, you know, so to me, I think it was a big problem in Major League Baseball that they turned their head to. I think you have to look and see how people did during their era. I'm not saying I approve of PED use, but you know what? If those guys were the best players during their era, when everybody else was doing it, I think you got to look at it. It's going to be interesting. I'm not saying I'm letting them in, but I'm softening my blow a little bit compared to when I say no for sure, because when we grew up, it was that number, 61.
When George Foster hit the 50 that year, it was like, wow, 50 home runs.
You know, and you went back, and if someone hit 20 home runs, that was huge.
Yeah.
You know, and
I remember Craig Nettles leading the American League in home runs with like 32.
Yeah, it's exactly. So it's just changed so much. But you know what? The swing's changed.
Yeah.
You know, the bodies have changed. So much has changed throughout the years. You go to any sport, and the numbers are different.
Right.
You know, what in basketball this year, what's his name, the point guard from Oklahoma City did. And, you know, everybody wanted to compare to back in the day what, you know, Oscar Robertson did. And you can't compare basketball when Oscar Robertson was playing to today's game. It's so much different. So baseball is the same way, although you always had those numbers that you always just went back to. But it's a new era. It's times have changed. Those numbers have come back down, and what Stanton's doing is very, very impressive.
I think what will be the interesting thing is – if these guys do get into the Hall of Fame, they've denied it. They've all continuously denied it. Do they come clean? Is that part of getting them in there? I mean, it's just because if you're putting them in there, then you're just bringing the dark cloud back over again. Maybe if they come clean and, hey, everybody was doing it, you know, they'll get some sympathy vote out of it.
Now, Iowa was playing Cincinnati in Indianapolis at the NCAA basketball tournament during the congressional hearing when Sammy Sosa suddenly forgot to speak English and Mark McGuire wasn't there to talk about the past.
And Rafael Palmeiro
pointed with that indignant finger. And you know, what a black eye on the game of baseball. Let's talk contemporary Major League Baseball right now, though. All season long, we've been talking about how great the Los Angeles Dodgers are, and here they are on the cusp of finishing up the regular season, and now they look look like a team that's broken beyond repair. What's wrong with the Dodgers right now?
Everybody, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. Everybody goes through their stretch of having their downtime. Now going at, what is their losing streak at now? 10 games? If I'm not,
they're 1-9 in their last 10.
1-9 in their last 10.
Lost last 7.
So, yeah, they're definitely fighting it. You know what they're going to need. What's going to happen is they're not going to be able to coast into the end and rest guys. They're going to have to find a way to get that good feeling back. So what it'll do is you're not going to be able to rest your guys and kind of coast your way in and you know have them play 3 days, give them a day off, get them out of the game early. They got to get that mojo back. And you know, for whatever reason right now, they're playing bad baseball, and Arizona is playing tremendous baseball, and thank goodness they had that big lead. That's why it's a season long.
12 of their last 13.
Wow.
Dodgers
Kershaw
have dropped.
Just got rocked last night at home, and he's still coming back from injury, so you can kind of give him a little bit of.
But, you know, we're watching TV right now, and you look at his pitches, they're up in the zone, you know, and Kershaw was the best. Kershaw, if he's up in the zone, it's typically up in the zone on purpose, working off his breaking pitch, changing the eyesights. But he wasn't real sharp. I didn't watch the game, but I saw a little bit of highlights this morning, and he just wasn't the typical guy. So, you know, they've lost their swagger a little bit, but, you know, we've been talking about the Cubs all year long. Look how streaky baseball is this year. I mean, this year has been as streaky, good streaks and bad streaks as I remember throughout Major League Baseball.
I'm glad you brought up the Cubs. They're in a little bit of a precarious position right now because they have nowhere after tonight to send players on rehab assignments. Yeah. They've got one affiliate that made the postseason, and it's Myrtle Beach, and they're shutting down the playoffs in the Carolina League because of the Hurricanes. So after tonight, if you've got a guy who's coming off the disabled list, Wilson Contreras was set to join them for a rehab appearance. They're going to have to just basically drop them right back into the big leagues and let them shake off some of the rust.
Well, what they'll do is they'll do some simulated games also. If it's, they'll have some options. They can either do some simulated games before the game where they'll – what they'll do is they'll keep some minor league pitchers who they'll call up to the big leagues, and those guys will throw to them before games, or do what they did with, if you remember Kyle Schwarber, he went down to there. Now, the Arizona Fall League hasn't started, but they can have some of their prospects down there to throw live down in Arizona. So there's ways for them to get their at-bats. It's not actually a game, but to a hitter, it's more about getting your timing and your rhythm and seeing as many live pitches as you can from pitchers. So there's a way to kind of – it's still not game-like, but there's still ways to try to get that timing and rhythm back. And, you know, them, the Cubs keeping that little bit of a lead – that will allow them to get Contreras in there when he's healthy. I'm not sure how close he is to coming off the DL, but he should be right there.
I think they were expecting him back maybe this weekend. He was just going to play a couple games in Myrtle Beach and then rejoin the team. Let's talk about we mentioned the Dodgers, who are playing very poorly right now. You're starting to get the sense that we're going to see the Cleveland Indians back in the World Series the way that they're coming together.
Well, they were my pick at the beginning of the year. I just thought that they were going to be a better team this year than they were last year, being healthy, and then they went out and made some moves, and now they're just playing fantastic baseball, and what an impressive team. They're swinging the bats. You know, the one thing, if you look at what Cleveland's doing right now and what Arizona's doing, they're never behind in the game. They're kind of like the Cubs were last year. They're just jumping out on people and then just continuing to add on. And I think it was Cleveland, or was it Cleveland or Arizona, that it was like 97 straight innings where they were never behind in the game. They're always tied, and both of those teams are jumping out ahead. Their pitching's been outstanding. And Cleveland's just swinging the bat so well. They're in all phases of the game. Cleveland looks like the team to beat right now in the American League. And, you know, that can change in another week or two, but they're the team that's been there. You know, they had the World Series hangover just like the Cubs did, but it didn't last quite as long because they didn't have anything, they didn't have as much to celebrate as the Cubs did. But they're an impressive team, and, you know, their starting pitching is so solid, and their ace is as good as anybody I've seen, and he's been dominant. You know, he's hard to hit because he's got that power sinker. It's just so hard to elevate the baseball off of him.
The Jay Bruce pickup was kind of an under-the-radar pickup for them, but was very solid.
Well, just another left-handed bat in there and a professional hitter. You know, professional power RBI guy that is great in the dugout. You know, just a good, solid player and a good, solid person. And, you know, those are the moves, as people talk about. You know, everyone's always looking for that big flashy move, but it's the Jay Bruces of the world and the ones that go underneath the radar that end up making as big of a difference as anything.
We're a little tight on time, and I don't think Rob wants me to ask your thoughts on the Mets deciding to pitch Matt Harvey on short rest coming back from an arm injury. But we should mention, while we're talking a little baseball, the Cedar Rapids Colonels live to see another day. They beat Kane County last night on the road, so they'll take on either Quad Cities or Peoria, game two of the Midwest League Western Division semifinals at Veterans Memorial Stadium on Sunday. Colonels are very happy they dodged the Iowa State game.
Yeah.
They didn't have to play on Saturday for game one. That has not been the case the last couple of years.
Yeah.
They've had to sort of schedule around that. So,
but, you know, how about the job the Colonels have done year in and year out? Austin, here, they've been playing outstanding baseball. Just, you know, we're very fortunate here in Cedar Rapids to have the type of baseball here and the prospects coming through. You know, and just the organization, you know, what they've done in the Colonels, the front office people, the owners, is tremendous. And what a great product to go watch in a great environment.
The Twins have been very good to Cedar Rapids.
Yes, they have.
And I have a feeling we'll see Royce Lewis back with them again, at least to start next season. Alex Kirilloff, who was the first-round draft pick last year, who had Tommy John surgery. He's an outfielder. His rehab is coming along to the point where he's going to be able to go next year, and we'll probably see him also. And there should be quite a few prospects coming through, not just Cedar Rapids, but the rest of the Midwest League next week as well. Jack, we appreciate the chat as always. You have big plans to watch the football game tomorrow?
You know, we've got the fall league is kind of my life here. The next 8 weeks is fall baseball league. So
good weather.
It's absolutely gorgeous, and you know, that's what makes it fun. We'll have the radio on the game. So Mike O'Neill over at Cedar Rapids Park and Rec over at Tate Cummings, he has the radio on, so we'll be listening to it. Some of the people out at Tate Cummings get mad because they're taping the game. So when they go home, they don't want to know the score, so they'll come and ask them to turn it off. But I'd rather listen to it.
Those are my favorite people. The people that think the world has to stop because they're DVRing something.
That might have worked a while ago.
Yeah, but not in 2017.
No.
Jack, we appreciate it as always, and we'll catch up with you next week. Mount Mercy baseball coach Jack Dom joining us here at the Coach's Corner. As you heard during that segment, Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com has made his way to 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard. The big hour is on the way in just a few minutes. We'll kick it off with former Hawkeye wide receiver Marvin McNutt and take a deep dive inside week two of Big Ten play. Lots of games, including one tonight, as Purdue gets its home portion of its schedule underway. They're hosting the Ohio Bobcats at Rossade Stadium in West Lafayette tonight. But plenty more Iowa State talk to come with Rob and Marvin as well. Get your thoughts in on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. That number, 319-366-1600. Back with more of the Todd Brummelkamp Show from the Coach's Corner Sports Pub after this.
Let's go, Hawks! Let's go, Hawks! Let's go, Hawks!
Cheer on the black and gold in your black and gold from BravoSportsMarketing.com. BravoSportsMarketing.com has everything you need as a true Hawkeye fanatic. Game day apparel, football ticket packages, Hawkeye posters, and the popular America Needs Farmers gear. Get your hands on the new Fight for Iowa logo tees, available in black or gold. You'll want one in each color for the gold game against North Texas, the black and gold spirit game against Penn State, and the blackout game against Ohio State. BravoSportsMarketing.com also has game tickets to all home Iowa games. If you're heading to Northwestern, get your tickets right now for the Game Day Hawkeye Huddle tailgate party. And BravoSportsMarketing.com is the only place you'll find Hawkeye Village ticket and tailgate packages, including your game ticket, tailgate-style buffet, musical entertainment, and more. Hawkeye Village packages currently remain available for all home games. Get them now. BravoSportsMarketing.com. Over 20 years of authentic Hawkeye gear for serious Hawkeye fans.
On every job site, the formula is the same. Less downtime equals more profit. Reduce that downtime with top-notch machinery from Star Equipment, like the JLG engine-powered boom lifts that will make those hard-to-reach jobs a breeze. These units are equipped with sky power so you can run equipment in the air. And for the greatest horizontal reach, a telescopic boom lift will put you right where you need to be. Rent or buy from Star Equipment and improve your job site profits. Star Equipment, Iowa born in 1968. StarEquip.com.
5:56. Welcome back. It's the Todd Bromwell Camp Show coming your way from the Coach's Corner Sports Pub. The KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. Check them out online, lindertire.com, or in person at one of their three locations, Grinnell, North Liberty, and Iowa City. Hawkeye football talk to come, Iowa State football talk to come, Big Ten football talk on the way before we can close the book on hour number two. We need to send it back to the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Kyle Mann's got our next Midwest One Bank Big Board update.
The Colonels used a six-run fourth inning to power their way to a 7-3 victory over Kane County last night, clinching that Western Division quarterfinal series and advancing to the championship series for the fourth year in a row. That series will begin on the road against either the Peoria Chiefs or the Quad Cities River Bandits on Saturday night. The Iowa women's basketball team had its BTN schedule released, showing seven appearances on the network in the upcoming season, beginning with Iowa hosting Florida State on November 30th. Cedar Rapids native Mitch Keller also had quite the performance in another minor league postseason series, as he threw a complete game one-hitter in an Eastern League semifinal victory for the Altoona Curve. The second-ranked prospect in the Pirates organization needed only 90 pitches and became the first player in the AA affiliate's history to face the minimum over nine innings. Tonight after the show, we've got another full slate of high school football. We'll have Scott Unash on the call for Cedar Rapids Jefferson at Linmar. That will be on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. And we'll have Alex Kuhn leading the call for Jessup at West Branch on 106.3 FM. When that's all over, catch up with all the action around the state with the Scoreboard Show on all three KGYM frequencies. If you haven't heard by now, Iowa and Iowa State are playing the Cy-Hawk game tomorrow in Ames, so tune in to KGYM prior to the game to hear the KGYM crew break down the matchup on Before the Boom, beginning at 9 o'clock on our North and South Gym FM frequencies.
If you're just joining us, maybe you haven't heard the news. Breaking news out of the NFL today. A Texas judge has sided with Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott. He has granted that injunction. The NFL cannot suspend him. Ezekiel Elliott looks like he will be eligible to play all season for the Dallas Cowboys. So if you picked him up in one of your fantasy drafts, you made a rather astute decision. 2 hours in the books, 1 hour to go. You may say it's the best hour. It's the big hour. Next.
In this tight labor market, finding new employees can be tough. Whether you're the business owner or an HR professional, you want access to highly qualified candidates fast. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, no matter the industry, with Indeed, you get immediate access to a high-quality pool of talent with no long-term contracts or upfront fees. For a limited time, Indeed is...